Postcard Memories is a series of historic views, stories, and photos of Bradford and the area, a trip down memory lane on a Saturday morning. If you remember reading my story on Charles Melbourne and his family, first now feature one of their boys, Wilfred Laurier Melbourne, born March 13, 1916, to Charles and Kenitha of Bradford. He was the youngest of four boys, William, Bill, November 2, 1904, Dave, June 21, 1906, Kenneth, Jock, June 30, 1908, and one girl, Jessie, Mrs. Herbert Hughes, July 18, 1911. You may think I made an error spelling his name above, but his christened name was indeed Wilfrid Laurier after the Prime Minister of Canada, 1896 to 1911, at the time of his birth. Laurie attended Bradford District High School. After his high school days, Laurie went to normal school and became a teacher. His first school was in Newmarket then. At age 21, he taught school at SS No. 4 West Gwillimbury from 1937 to 1940. He was teaching at Glen Ridge School in St. Catharines when he decided to enlist as a member of the RCAF in July 1942. He trained at Lachine, Dunville, Toronto, and Malton. While in high school, Laurie met Ms. Orma Wilcox. Orma, prior to her marriage, was a member of the public school teaching staff in Toronto. On Monday, June 29, 1942, Laurie married Ms. Orma Irene Wilcox. Orma was the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Frank Wilcox of Beaton. Their new home was in Toronto. Receiving his wings in August 1943, he went overseas in September of the same year. Sadly, on February 4, 1944, F.O. Wilfrid Laurier Melbourne was reported missing following bombing operations over Bonn, Germany. A navigator with the Porcupine Squadron, he had 19 operational sorties to his credit. On July 17, 1944, his wife, Orma, received official confirmation of her husband's death. Wilfrid Laurier Melbourne was buried in the Belgium Military Cemetery. For those who wanted to know his birth and death dates, his name is inscribed on the Melbourne Stone in Bond Head Cemetery. My aunt Norma Henrietta Culbert married Laurie's brother Kenneth Ogilvy Melbourne. They had one son who died shortly after his birth in 1945. His namesake was his uncle Laurie. Orma eventually married Lorne West, who was a friend of both she and Laurie. Special thanks to his niece Margaret Hughes Shaw for pictures and articles.